later. Adriana, are you ready for Trump to move on from this feud?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should move on. Where we should move to is the National Enquirer story that has reported that Ted Cruz has allegedly had affairs with at least five mistresses, including you've been named, Amanda.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's moving on at all, Adriana.
No, well, I'd like to know, you know, if we're going to call Donald Trump's character into question, I would like Ted Cruz to issue a statement whether or not the National Enquirer story is true, that he has had affairs with many women, including you were named, Amanda. Will you denounce this story, or will you confirm it?
All right, let me step in really quick. Amanda, I will give you a second to let me just be very clear. It will come as no surprise to our viewers. CNN has no reporting on what you're talking about coming from the National Enquirer. Amanda, go ahead.
I mean, what's out there is tabloid trash. If someone wants to comment on it, they can talk to my lawyer. It is categorically false. You should be ashamed for spreading this kind of smut. Donald Trump supporters should be held to account for it.
I'm not spreading smut.
I will continue to make my thoughts known about Donald Trump, and I am not backing down.
Hey, guys, let me just do
it
this.
Is not,
because I've spent
report.
Now two shows talking about this back and forth. You're right. Let me do this. I'm going to be much more comfortable talking about a National Enquirer report when CNN has done some reporting on that topic. Let's do this. Let's move.
Now, that's a bizarre response. And you hear what she says? This is being spread, and this is being this is created by Donald Trump and his supporters to silence Amanda Carpenter, because she's speaking out against Donald Trump. This is being used to silence her. It's being used again. This is a story that's been out there. This is a story that was created by Marco Rubio and Rubio's people. Amanda Carpenter is acting as if this is out of the blue. And we know this isn't out of the blue. We know this isn't out of the blue. She knows it's not out of the blue. She 100% knows it's not out of the blue. This has been happening in the Beltway for months and months and months and months and months and months. The report in the Daily Beast says up to 6 months. 6 months. This has been going on for 6 months. So for 6 months, Amanda Carpenter's known about this. For 6 months, Amanda Carpenter has known about this. Ted Cruz has known about this. They've all known about this. 6 months. This isn't a Donald Trump creation to silence Amanda Carpenter. For 6 months. For 6 months, from Rachel Maddow to New York Times, they've known about this. Like I said, why do you think Rachel Maddow did the Washington Post story? And if you, listen, if you don't think Rachel Maddow is going to cover this, like I said, they can't cover, or I shouldn't say they can't. They didn't cover it before because the higher up said, we're not going to talk about this. No matter how much Rachel Maddow screamed and yelled and salivating to go after Ted Cruz. Remember, this is a guy who supports somebody that says homosexuals should be killed. So she did the Washington Post story. So now she can cover it. She can cover the story. Once this happened on CNN with Amanda Carpenter, once this happened, you now can have Rachel Maddow go, let's talk about gutter politics. Let's talk about Ted Cruz. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Let's talk about the allegations. Something happened on a CNN show. Now, let's play this clip. And now she plays the clip. It comes back to Rachel Maddow, and she goes, wow. Now, all of this, and then she goes into talking about the affairs. She's able to now talk about it because she didn't bring it up. She's now covering another network having the affair brought up. This opens the door for Rachel Maddow to talk about it. It opens the door for Chris Hayes to talk about it. It opens the door for Chris Matthews to talk about it. And Chris Matthews despises Ted Cruz too. What happened on CNN opens the door for everybody to talk about it. When Ted Cruz does a press conference and Ted Cruz talks about the Inquirer story, it opens the door for people to talk about it. Because if Ted Cruz is talking about it and you're a news program, you're going to cover what Ted Cruz is talking about. And you can't cover it in an abstract way. You can't go, today Ted Cruz is talking about a National Enquirer story. Next topic, bombings on Easter. Can't do that. You have to say to your viewer, Ted Cruz is talking about a National Enquirer story. What is that National Enquirer story? Let me tell you what it is. Let me give you a backstory so you understand what Ted Cruz is talking about. And then, boom, there's the National Enquirer story. Five mistresses. And then something happened on CNN. Boom, here's the video. You, Amanda Carpenter, you're one of the women. That's trash. It's absolute trash. Talk to my lawyers. I categorically deny. She didn't say she denies. She said the categorically false. What's false? Her having being in the affair or the other affairs. See what I'm saying? She denied but didn't deny. She herself has not said, I never had sex with Ted Cruz. She hasn't said that. She has not said she did. It's like the Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. And then Ted Cruz, he isn't denying it. He isn't denying a specific thing. He's saying tabloid trash. Tabloid trash. It's tabloid trash that Donald Trump created. Tabloid trash that Donald Trump created. And he gave a press conference that people will cover. People are going to cover this. People are going to cover this. They're going to cover this. And they're going to then talk about what he said and what it is referencing to, which then brings the affair into light. So listen to this press conference. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I want you to listen just the beginning. You got to listen to this. I want to grab my coffee, but you just listen to this, okay? It's bizarre. This sums Ted Cruz in a nutshell. Just listen to this. It's beyond bizarre. He's just out there. So listen.
Mr. Stone is a man who has 50 years of dirty tricks behind him. He's a man for whom a term was coined for copulating with a rodent. Well, let me be clear. Donald Trump may be a rat, but I have no desire to copulate with him. And this garbage does not belong in politics. And the venue for this attack is not surprising. The National Enquirer. The CEO of the National Enquirer is an individual named David Pecker. Well, David is good friends with Donald Trump. They have a friendship that goes back for many years. In fact, the National Enquirer has endorsed Donald Trump, has said he must be president. And so Donald, when he's losing, when he's scared, when Republicans are uniting against him, decides to peddle sleaze and slime. You know, Donald is fond of giving people nicknames. With this pattern, he should not be surprised to see people calling him Sleazy Donald. Because that is his first and last resort, is to go to sleaze and ignore the truth. This has no business in politics. This doesn't belong. Years from now, when my daughters Google this, they will read these lies, these attacks, that Donald and his henchmen and his buddies at the National Enquirer spread about. And by the way, here's how a rumor gets spread. They get their henchmen to put it out on the internet. And then they get the National Enquirer to report, not based on evidence, not based on facts, not based on witnesses, but based on their reporting that it's on the internet after they put it on the internet. And I would note another site, Gawker, which just had a $100 million judgment against them, then reports that National Enquirer is reporting on the internet rumors, all of which started with Donald Trump. There's a phenomenon in psychiatry known as projection. Donald Trump will soon be the textbook entry for that phenomenon. And a question that the people of America are going to have to answer is, how low will Donald go? And is this behavior, these attacks directed? He's directed these attacks at others. He's directed these attacks at Megyn Kelly. He's directed these attacks at Carly Fiorina. He's directed these attacks at Columba Bush, Jeb Bush's wife. Donald has demonstrated he's willing to attack anyone and everyone. And truth does not matter to him. He will lie and go to sleaze. Well, that sleaze has no place in politics.
So that was a taste. That was a fornicating with a rat. What? You know, I'm serious. He's just. Well, you want to talk about an opportunist, okay? You want to talk about an opportunist, okay? You want to talk about an opportunist. The angle. Now let me give you my opinion here. Okay. Now let me give you my opinion here. 100%. 100%. What Ted Cruz did. 100%. Now, this whole story is predicated and holds up if the women stay tough. Now, this Sarah Isgor Flores, okay, for some reason, and we don't know how it gets funneled to her, but $500,000 went to the Carly Fiorina pack. Okay? And if she keeps her mouth shut, you have a mistress that's silent. Amanda Carpenter, who has the job with CNN, it's obvious she has a close relationship with Daddy Cruz. Don't know what she's getting. Maybe the job with CNN. Who knows? But if she keeps her mouth shut, remember, the story only becomes bigger if one of these women open their mouths. And I think Ted Cruz is rolling the dice that he has everybody on lockdown. Because if you listen to this Ted Cruz bit, and that's what it is. He's doing a bit. Okay, he's doing a bit. And let me explain this bit. Because Fox News or CNN, one of these outlets, or Quinnipiac, one of these polling outlets, did a that said Donald Trump is looked unfavorably by 70% of the women in America. Now, that's a ridiculous number, but it is what it is, and that's the information we're going to roll with in this concept that we're putting out here. Now, with that being said, because remember, Ted Cruz is an insider. Okay, this whole outsider, not part of Washington, is BS. Okay, it's BS. Everything that he has done is manufactured. In the sense of, he started his career working for Bush. I mean, remember this. He started his career working for Bush. He started his career with the Supreme Court. He started his career on the inside. You're not an listen, you're not an outsider if you worked for George Bush. You're not an outsider to work for the Supreme Court. You know what an outsider is? I own a 7-Eleven. I own a Bob's Big Boy. Okay? I own Burger Hut. And now I want to be a congressman. So I'm going to take $2 million and I'm going to run for Congress. Oh, look, I won. I'm in Congress. Hey, how you doing? Hi, I own Bob's Big Boy Burger Shack. That's an outsider. And an outsider is not somebody who worked for Bush. An outsider is not somebody who worked for the Supreme Court. An outsider is not somebody whose wife works for Goldman Sachs, who has ties to Bush. That's not an outsider. Everything about Ted Cruz is manufactured. It was manufactured. He knew he was going to run in 2016. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to map out politics as far as the presidency. It's not hard to map out who to run, when to run, the chances of who's going to run. So after 2014, after Mitt Romney blew, I mean, just choked, after Mitt Romney died, okay, after he died, everybody knew 2016 Hillary Clinton was going to be running for president. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. And with Hillary Clinton comes a certain amount of baggage. So you had people lining up. You had people lining up to run against her. Okay? You had people lining up to run against her. So Ted Cruz said, okay, how do I position myself as a so-called outsider? How do I position myself where I'm not looked at as somebody that's part of the establishment? I know there's anger. One of my best friends is radio talk show host Mark Levin. And I've sat with Mark, and we've sat and we've had lunch and we've had dinner. How do I position myself? How do I position myself to be an outsider? Even though I'm an insider. How do I do this? So he crafted a way to be this outsider. Okay, I'm going to shut down the government. Even though I know it's not going to really do anything, I'm going to do this whole green eggs and ham bit. These are the things that I'm going to do. It ain't going to amount to anything, but I will look like I'm a fighter. When the opinion polls come out for Congress and it says it's at, 2%, I won't be that 2% because I'm the one that's the outsider, even though I'm not. So Ted Cruz has positioned himself to be this outsider, even though he's not an outsider. He didn't own Bob's Burger Shack. His wife wasn't some school teacher or maid. So you have now the outsider. Okay? He has crafted and planned this run since 2014. So everything he is doing is calculating. Everything he's doing is calculating. So this story comes out. And what does he do? When you listen to that bit, when you listen to him talking about the trash that Donald Trump is spreading and how he attacks Carly Fiorina, he attacks women, he attacks my wife. He attacks women. He doesn't like women. He feels threatened by women. Ted Cruz thinks that he can put the narrative on Trump being this he-man, woman-hater. And if 70% of women, according to Fox, hate Trump, this will feed into it. So now you see Ted Cruz not being outraged about the affairs. He doesn't care about that. He's already dealt with it. When did he deal with it? When Heidi Cruz was wandering the expressway, crying hysterically. And the police thought she was going to hurt herself. That's not Heidi Cruz having a bout of depression. That's Heidi Cruz finding out that Ted Cruz loves strange. Okay? That's Heidi Cruz finding out that Ted Cruz loves Strange. And at that moment, she knew that the man she married, the man that does the whole Jesus routine, that loves Strange. And her relationship, her marriage is always going to be one that's like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. From day one, Hillary Clinton has had to deal with the fact that Bill Clinton loves Strange. He loves it. Always has, always will, and still does to this day. It was only a couple years ago when the guy was traveling on Epstein's private jet full of underage hookers to an island of underage hookers and massages. So Heidi Cruz knew back in 04, 05 that this was going to be her life. So Ted Cruz wasn't outraged at this story. He's putting the show on because he's got to try. He's got to try to play on the women don't like Trump. And if he can feed into that and go, hey, all you women, take a look at what he did. He created this Inquirer story. He attacked my poor wife. I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing. I have said from day one, families are off limits, but Donald Trump attacked me. He attacked me. He knows he's losing. He's losing, and this is what he does. He attacks. Again, leaving out the Liz Marr situation, leaving that out. The Liz Marr super PAC, the Liz Marr super PAC, okay, that put out the Melania Trump ad that basically says you want this whore to be the first lady, vote Ted Cruz. I mean, the address for Liz Marr, that super PAC, is the address for Carly Fiorina. I mean, again... The Liz Marr attack ad, it's Ted Cruz campaign all over it. But remember, in politics, unless somebody has a picture of Ted Cruz holding the picture of Melania Trump, unless there's a video of Ted Cruz saying, run the ad, Liz, run the ad. Then Ted Cruz and the Ted Cruz surrogates like Mark Levin, they all could say, Ted Cruz had nothing to do with it. Ted Cruz had nothing to do with it. So they're able to say in the Ted Cruz narrative, Donald Trump attacked my wife. He attacked my poor wife. He attacked my poor wife. Families are supposed to be off limits. And he attacked my wife. So that's the narrative. That's the Ted Cruz narrative. That's the Ted Cruz narrative. He's not outraged about the Inquirer. As long as these girls keep their mouths shut, nothing's going to come out. Nothing's going to come out as long as these girls keep their mouths shut. As long as they keep their mouths shut, he can keep the narrative that Donald Trump planted this story As long as the media doesn't push back, as long as the media between now and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday doesn't push back, as long as they don't push back saying, listen, we've known about this stuff for months. People said that over the weekend. It came out in print. But if it starts coming out on the night shows, tonight will be a good marker of what's going to come down in the next few days. When you watch O'Reilly, when you watch Hannity, when you watch Greta, when you watch Megyn Kelly, to see what they do with this, to see if they push back on Trump being the one that put this story up, to see if they push back and say, no, it's not Trump. This has been out there. If they push back, the Cruz narrative will not be able to prosper. But that's what he's doing. He gave another press conference today in Wisconsin about Trump being the one that started these rumors. Trump is the one that attacks women. They think this is going to work. When they saw that poll that said 70% of the women don't like Donald Trump, they're going to play on that. And Ted Cruz is just perpetuating the story. Rumors, smears, lies. So in order for Cruz to be doubling and tripling down on this, these women are rock solid. These women are more rock solid than gangsters, okay? I'm telling you, the half a million to the Super PAC, the Amanda Carpenter, this is just rock solid. Rock solid. And if they break, it's over. And I think Cruz knows, ultimately, having to win 85% of the delegates is a long shot. And I think he knows that ultimately, I think he knows ultimately that no one is going to give him the nomination as far as the establishment. Just because Lindsey Graham, just because Lindsey Graham is behind you or Jeb Bush is behind you, just because they're behind you doesn't mean the establishment is going to give that nomination to you at a contested convention. I think Cruz knows this is his last stand. He's not going to get the 85% of the delegates. He knows that he's not going to get the required delegates to win the nomination. So he's going to double, triple, quadruple down. He's going to quadruple down on the Trump hates women. He's gonna do what he can And if it blows up in his face, it blows up in his face because he wasn't going to win the delegate contest anyways. He wasn't going to win the delegate contest anyways, and the establishment wasn't going to give him the nomination. So he's going to double, triple, quadruple down. Going to triple, quadruple down. That's what's going to happen. So we'll see. We will see how this comes full bore. We'll see how this shakes out. Tonight will be the telling time. So very interesting. Very interesting.